Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Second hour of this episode where you can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about what it's going to look like on college campuses this fall with ridiculous restrictions being put into place, including no keg parties. No long road trips, no outside guests on campuses, mandated masks all around the campus, social distancing mandates, avoiding mass gatherings, and they're saying if you don't do these things or you do, you know, you violate their rules, you may be booted from the school. Tulane senior, university senior Sanjali Del Silva says, quote, I think the majority of students are going to really be really respectful and wear their masks, social distance, keep gathering small. But I fear there will be a distinct group of students that will decide not to do that, and it'll be a big bummer. Unquote.
Quick, somebody panic.
Tulane students have already received a stark warning from the school in New Orleans, an early pandemic hotspot. After a summer weekend of large gatherings, the dean of students wrote to her students, stressing the key point in bold capital letters. Here's what it said. Remember, all caps means they're yelling. Do not host parties or gatherings with more than 15 people, including the host. If you do, you will face suspension or expulsion from the university. She wrote, signing off with, do you really want to be the reason that Tulane and New Orleans have to shut down again? The emphasis on student behavior is part of a broader effort to create safe bubbles on campus, even if the virus surges elsewhere. So remember they had the safe space thing a few years ago? That was kind of making the rounds on college campuses.
That was so ridiculous.
They had safe spaces and they had free speech zones. Well, now the entire campus is a bubble of safety. That's what they're looking to do. Now the entire campus is a safe space where you can feel safe by putting on a mask and joining the rest of your obedient serfs.
Wow.
Story here continues. The University of Texas at Austin is not allowing parties either on or off campus in Massachusetts. Now, again, how they're going to enforce this has yet to be seen, but I suspect it'll be quite scary, and it will involve the police, and it will involve snitches. I'm just going to go in out on that limb and say snitches will be involved, because how else are you going to find the parties? How else are you going to get it? I mean, you can drive around, you can look for them, and for the most part, it's pretty easy to find the big ones that way. But
right, but again, you know, okay, so let's say the police get involved. Are they going to get a warrant to enter?
No.
Because they can't enter the property without...
But look, Chris, most of these college students don't know their rights. So, yeah, they can enter the property because they'll let them.
You know, I was surprised at how well-informed, actually, the kids, when I was in school anyway, were.
Really?
Yeah, in terms of, you know, kids throwing parties off campus. In regards to, you know, not letting police in, basically.
That's good. And that was, like, what, 20 years ago?
That was roughly? Been 2005.
Okay. So
roughly
15,
around that time.
15 years ago.
Yeah, from 2003 to 2008.
Well, and
7.
We do a lot of outreach here in Keene, so we usually go out on party nights. You've joined me on a number of these occasions to do college outreach and hand out Know Your Rights information to college students in this area. And
yeah,
I would say every year we hit hundreds and hundreds, if not several hundred, of the lot of incoming students, for instance.
I think what it comes down to is...
But they still have to use the knowledge.
Yeah, and I think what it comes down to is it's not necessarily that every you know young person knows what their rights are so much as mm-hmm. that they knew at least that you know the police needed a warrant to enter, and so that's why kids weren't running away. Like because if you ever watch these movies, you know these kids like run from the parties.
The party movies,
that wasn't happening
where
I went to school, and the reason was because they. You know, the kids knew that they couldn't enter without a warrant, and therefore the best thing to do if the police came around is not leave
the party.
Not, yeah, exactly. Right? Not so, make a run for it.
Right, right.
That's
because
what
that's when they
do.
That's how they catch you. Is
they
when
they
you run,
chase
right?
You. They
right.
want to
so,
tackle you.
Right, exactly. Like, and so they the kids at least knew that much. Now, whether or not they knew what to do on the street if they were drunk and a cop stopped them, probably not. But
the emphasis on student behavior is, again, to create safe bubbles on campus. The University of Texas is also prohibiting colleges parties. The Massachusetts Amherst College, which is just down the road from us here in Keene in New Hampshire, is prohibiting students from traveling off campus. So you are on lockdown while in school. You cannot leave the campus, with the exception of very limited cases. So, like a medical appointment, they'll let you go to the doctor. You got a family emergency, your dad's dying, all right, we'll let you go for that one. But otherwise, you are going to stay on campus, and you won't leave if you want to continue.
I just have this picture of, like, people leading kids from, like, the dorm rooms to campus, like, classes and things
have
like that.
Like an
back.
Escort to
yeah,
make
escort.
Sure they don't
yeah, yeah,
escape.
Like you, yeah, like you would that, like, maybe
armed guard.
Like a kids camp or whatever, yeah. You know? It's like you lead the kids
or
from one
prison.
Building to another. Or a prison. Yeah. Or Yeah, I could just imagine.
Maybe they should shackle them. You know, like when you're right? when you're appearing at court. Remember nobody long back in the day when, was it you that was shackled and you you said whenever, what was it you sang? If you're happy and you know it, shake your chains.
Yeah. Yeah, the judge said, I'm going to set your bond at $2,000. What do you think of that? And I said, if you're happy and you know it, rattle your chains. And he said, I'm going to make it $5,000.
Yeah, so how long before they actually start shackling the students and moving them from class to class? Now, that seems like an exaggeration. They've got better technology than that now.
Yeah, we laugh, but you know, seriously, they're already using some very disturbing technology, some classes with some professors where you have to take your phone out, you have to install an app on it. And
that's
then,
where I was going to go with
you
this.
Know, and if you're not, you know, if you don't sign in, then you don't get credit or something. And
right.
So it's like, then you don't have an all opt-out option either. So it's,
well, the opt-out is you don't go to school.
Yeah, it's really disturbing.
Which is fine. Yeah, I mean, really, you shouldn't bother with college anyway in most cases, with the exception of, like, being a doctor or something like that.
I don't look down on, getting education or taking classes. I don't think that's
I look
so
down
much
on it when it puts you in debt for the rest of your life.
I understand that. I don't necessarily think that's not always the case. It's one of those things that sort of depends.
If your parents are wealthy, it's not the case.
There's different scenarios, though. Like, I mean, there's certain situations where if you're going to school for basket weaving when you know you're not going to be making enough money once you graduate in order to cover the costs of going, that doesn't make any sense. But on the other hand, if you want to get into like programming and you have no experience programming, and you know, it might make sense because you're going to be making more, you know, when you leave than when you you know, to cover the costs of going. So it really depends.
So, you know, rather than shackling physically the students, that's going to be obvious, right?
Yeah.
So what they could do is what you were suggesting, mandate they install their little contact tracing app, which will also act as a GPS locator for the students, because if you're not allowed to leave the campus...
Well, you can't GPS locate a student. You can only GPS locate a phone.
Their phone, that's right. But you can mandate that they always have their phones on them, and if you've ever seen students these days, you know they always have their phones on them.
So
what you can do is prevent them from leaving the campus
with their phone.
With their phone.
Or with a phone.
Right.
And maybe not even that, because you could probably do the same thing through, like, Android on your computer or something like that. Just leave it on.
Or have one phone whose whole job is to stay in your dorm room 24/7.
Right. I mean,
and tell the authorities that you're in bed sleeping. Maybe put a recording of yourself snoring on it.
You could probably get a cheap $10 phone with install the app, hook it up to Wi-Fi, don't even have to have a cellular plan, and be done with it.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely
leave it plugged in.
For those who are smart enough to come up with these alternatives, they're going to, and they're going to try to get away from the system. But there's risks involved, right? Like, if you break their rules, they may go ahead and discipline you to the point of kicking you out of school. So they have a lot of sticks here, not a whole lot of carrots, right? Like, the only carrot is you might get a diploma after 4 years of this madness. But in the meantime, there's all these sticks around where they're trying to hit people and, you know, force them to behave in a certain way. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this pans out. I'm planning on going down to the party zone next week, because I think they're moving back into the campus next week. So Thursday night will be, you know, what they call up here Thirsty Thursdays, where Because a lot of the college students...
Do we know how they intend to enforce it in Keene?
No, that's why I want to go find out.
Yeah, I would love to know how they intend to and try to enforce this.
I want to go down and see what's going on, see if the scene is like what it normally is, or if it's really tamped down. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin's stolen revolution. We'll talk about that coming up. What does it mean? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from News. Bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. CashGames.Bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop, his beautiful blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the four rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dinovite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at DinoVite.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What you want. toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Also, don't forget you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have lots of features there on the site, so please enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by our amplifiers, one of whom is Alistair. He is a gold amplifier, which means that Alistair is contributing $10 a month to the AMP program. He's helping us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the United States. We've got about 195 right now. We can have 100 or 200 more, probably, if you want to get behind the show like Alistair did. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks, some bennies from joining up with that program, and we certainly appreciate it. It's amp.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio tonight. We'll talk about Bitcoin's stolen revolution. On the way here, I think we pretty much finished and covered it far enough, at least as far as this college crackdown is concerned. It's talking about they're going to be pretty harsh, and so we'll find out here within a matter of weeks how true that is. If we see massive amounts of students being threatened and kicked out, brought up on charges, that kind of thing.
So I am also curious, like, how are they deciding who's allowed to come back? Because they're supposed to cut their numbers in half, right?
What, the number of people at the college?
Yeah. Wasn't that the idea? They're going to cut it in half and then...
That wouldn't surprise me. I think they're trying to... At least I know here in Keene, they're offering the students, you can either come on campus and follow all these rules, or you cannot ever come on campus and do a home learning program.
Interesting.
So I bet you it's just going to cut itself in half naturally, given the opportunity. You know what I mean?
I mean, were kids not able to do this before COVID?
No. Maybe some classes. I remember when I was in college, you could take an at-home version of certain classes, but not a lot.
I thought there was a lot more of the online stuff happening these days. Like
now there is.
Prior to COVID.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't hear about it, but I don't know a whole lot of people in college, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, me either.
Let's go to Charlie. He's in Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to WGOW on FM. Go ahead, Charlie.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Of all things, I'm going to talk about the mask. I'm going to make it quick if I can.
Sure.
And you tell me if I'm wrong or right. All right, you have two people standing there. One of them has a mask on. Maybe he has three masks on. The other guy has COVID-19. He sneezes on you. You can get it in your mouth, your nose, and your eyes. All right? If your mouth and nose is covered, you get it in your eyes.
Mm.
The mask is only basically for the guy that's got the COVID-19. Do you understand?
I've heard about that. Yep, that's what some people say.
Right. Now, I'm for everybody wearing a mask.
Are you?
That takes care of the guy that's going to talk to me too close.
Well, I'm against it.
Or cough on me.
If you're worried about it, stay home.
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple ways to protect yourself.
I am home. I do stay home.
Yeah.
And I'm not worried about it.
Well, I don't want everybody to wear a mask because I think that it's dehumanizing. And I think that further, it's actually showing people how obedient. It's basically a show of obedience. And it's pathetic, honestly, how many people are doing exactly as they're told.
There's also...
Yeah, I don't care if you wear a mask or not. If you think that's best for you, then... That's fine, and if you don't, that's fine with me too. Just, I would object to anybody forcing somebody to wear a mask, and I would object to anybody forcing anybody not to wear a mask if
I
wanted to.
Here's the thing. I understand where you're coming from.
Okay.
The thing is that what we've seen, from the numbers is that it doesn't matter whether or not people wear masks, mostly not because the masks are ineffective, and I know people will disagree with me on that one, but because even if all you end up doing is you delay the people, you delay to some degree the people dying, but those people ultimately it doesn't stop them from dying. They will eventually die. It's just unfortunately it's a matter of time, and it's the thing that I would probably be more worried about is the potential for a certain percentage of the population to have long-term negative side effects from being infected.
Well, I agree with you guys about...
There were three different opinions here.
We have to agree, though, that this is a new thing. This coronavirus is a new thing happened here in the last 100 years.
I don't know if it's that new. I mean, people have been dying from similar things that really weren't that different. Coronavirus 19 is called that because it's from 2019. It's just another iteration of it.
It's there's, you know...
COVID.
There has certainly been in the last 100 years more substantial pandemics.
Than this one, you mean?
Than this one. And yeah.
Never this reaction. Never this substantial of a reaction.
It's certainly not within my lifetime.
Is to walk by the guy, this guy, the COVID-19, whether I got a mask or not, because I got eyeballs and they're not covered. Now, you see them with the
Well, you better get those goggles on then.
You can goggle up if you want.
Plastic on the front line people in the hospital, that plastic shield, that's what that's for. Cover the eyes. Or, like you said, get the goggles. But I'm not going anywhere.
Well, that's the thing. I haven't seen a single person wearing goggles yet, so I'm not sure if these people are taking this seriously enough.
Yeah, well, if they're serious enough, they would cover their eyes because...
That's what the Dr. Fauci guy said, and people seem to love following orders, so I'm surprised we haven't seen this happening yet. Charlie, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You know, if somebody's giving you a hard time out there for not wearing a mask, you should shoot back with wear your goggles.
That's pretty funny.
It's ridiculous is what it is. And so they've been targeting people here in Keene, by the way. There's a local business owner that, of course, for those that don't know, a week ago they passed an ordinance saying that all people inside or outside of businesses have to be wearing masks or else they will punish the business owner. And I spoke with a convenience store owner today who... understandably, does not want to tell his employees that they have to become unpaid enforcers of the Keene's ordinance. He was like, he points to the girl behind the counter, and he says, how am I supposed to tell her to tell some 300-pound guy when he walks in the door that he's got to put a mask on? Or like some hulking, you know, guy who could tear the store apart or whatever, right? If he wanted to, or beat her up or something like that.
I mean,
if he wanted to.
What is this? What's supposed to be the response? Are they supposed to call 911 when somebody refuses?
Well, you wouldn't want to do that because it'll just bring the cops down on you. So you wouldn't want to call the police. It's the snitches who are calling 911.
Right, but how do you enforce? Right, so what I'm trying to understand is how do they expect a business owner to enforce something without calling 911?
Well, eventually, if you tell somebody, put a mask on or you have to leave... Then if they don't leave, you could then call on your own customer. But most people don't want to call the cops on their own
right.
customers.
But that's why I'm wondering, like, are you actually supposed to be dialing 911 in order to...
Well, that's the only way to get a trespasser out if they won't leave on their
right.
own volition.
And there's so many people who are...
That's the only way.
Well, you could have private security
there's
as well,
so
but
many,
your typical gas station doesn't.
The problem is that there's such a percentage... There's a large enough percentage of the population where that's not going to work, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're literally going to be punishing the business for effectively... You know, people's refusal, and I don't...
That's what they're trying to do, which
right.
is why it can't be legal.
I think maybe I was more of an anarchist as a kid than I thought, because it's occurring to me that I worked in gas stations and convenience stores and liquor stores for years. I don't think I called the police a single time
nice.
On a customer. I mean, I took things away from people and
right.
threw them out of the store, but that was just me being a dick.
855-453, that's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
What happened should never happen again. So He is pleading guilty. Terrible thing. Terrible thing. Fact is, they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
President Trump's reaction as former FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith is expected to plead guilty to altering documents used to justify the spying on of one-time Trump advisor Carter Page. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is outlining a five-part plan to limit looting similar to what happened earlier this week.
The challenge that we face goes beyond just broken windows and stolen property. What was damaged was the faith and confidence of our residents and businesses in their city's ability to ensure basic protection.
The city plans to put more than 1,000 officers on the streets this weekend to keep the city safe. You're listening to USA Radio News. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says he believes voting can be done safely in person, provided people follow the proper safety protocols that are being put out there by the CDC. On Thursday, video game company Epic Games sued Apple and Google Play over their removal from app stores over payment cuts. Dieter Bahn is an editor with The Verge.
This has been brewing for quite a while. The CEO of Epic, Tim Sweeney, has been angry at both of these app stores for quite some time.
Bahn continues on ABC's Good Morning America.
The big companies like Apple and Google have a ridiculous amount of power, and the only way to fight back to them is to do something incredibly splashy, incredibly loud, and to maybe have billions of dollars behind your company to do it.
Apple and Google both blocked the game because Epic introduced a direct payment system, effectively shutting out the tech giants from collecting fees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. And if you want to learn about cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, get on over to Bitcoin.com. That is where you can do it. They've got a great little get started introductory course. You can watch like a 2 or 3 minute long video. And then they have several other videos that you can watch if you like. But you can get the basics down by just watching that first one there. Over at Bitcoin.com, you can dig as deep as you want into the world of cryptocurrency. And Bitcoin.com is a good place to get started. Or if you're not so new and you want to get the latest news headlines about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then get on over to Bitcoin.com. They got the news site at news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones and to, in this case, the Discord and the fun. We got Steven Zeiler calling us from the Seacoast in New Hampshire. Hello, Steven.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, did you know there are over 400 million websites in the world that use WordPress?
Wow, that is a lot. I have probably 90%+ of my websites running WordPress, so I'm pretty familiar with it.
WordPress is the most popular, and it runs almost a quarter of the entire internet.
Wow, it's amazing.
And now each one of those 400 million plus websites can easily earn Bitcoin with the click of a button.
And how's that?
You can install first you go to Bitcoin.com, mm-hmm. like you're advertised just now, and then you can install the AnyPay WordPress plugin.
Wait, you can do that from Bitcoin.com?
No. Well, go to Bitcoin.com, learn about Bitcoin.
Okay.
And once you're ready, go to your WordPress and search AnyPay in the WordPress plugins.
Oh, like when you are on the plugins page and you're searching through the directory of plugins, AnyPay's right. Got their own plugin.
Gotcha. Right, you're going to have to back up a moment and tell me, what exactly does this do? Is this mining crypto on your web server?
This is how you earn Bitcoin on your WordPress store.
So they have a plugin for the WordPress WooCommerce, right?
Right. That's so right. I'm trying to understand how where's the earning crypto part come into this?
Okay. So there are many, many, many online stores that use WordPress
right.
to sell goods and services online. And you can install AnyPay to earn Bitcoin at your online store.
Right. By selling things or doing things.
Yeah.
So the things that you already sold on your online store.
Okay, right. We were talking about this 2 minutes ago.
We really were. Like, last hour.
Right. Okay, so AnyPay now has a shopping cart support for some sort of shopping cart on WordPress.
That's right. And it's built right into the WooCommerce, which is the WordPress most popular
plugin. That's the big one. Yeah,
right,
plugin.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
And it's so easy. Once you have an AnyPay account, which lots of the listeners already do, you just put in your email address, and then boom, your WordPress store can accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Bitcoin SV with zero fees.
That's amazing.
Cool. Absolutely.
And so is this, is it like one of those things where you've got a shopping cart, you've loaded up the products, and then at checkout you would normally choose between paying via a credit card, PayPal, and this adds AnyPay as a checkout option?
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Credit card, PayPal, AnyPay. Your customers will know what to do if they are already a Bitcoin user, and then you can earn Bitcoin right to your wallet. With no fees.
Now, I have a question for you. Do you have to take credit cards, or will this work independently of that?
No, you absolutely do not have to have credit cards.
You can do crypto
only. I don't accept
only.
Credit cards.
That's what I was asking.
You can do crypto only acceptance.
That's right. That's so awesome. You can accept from anyone in the world. It doesn't matter if their credit card is from Europe or South America or Asia, and you don't have to worry about that. Anyone in the world can pay you right to your WordPress.
That's awesome. All right. So this is a big deal because, and it was just literally in the last hour when we were talking about AnyPay.
We were
talking about how it was originally focused only on brick and mortar, real life merchants. And I was saying that I know those guys at AnyPay are working on a solution for online merchants. And
right.
There it is. It's there.
I had heard that there was like a site that supported AnyPay, like, for internet sites.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if, has that been expanded? And so you're basically telling me it has been expanded.
Yes. Any of those 400 million sites can add AnyPay to earn Bitcoin on their online store.
That's pretty sweet. That's a big announcement, Steven Zeiler. What else do you want to share tonight?
Oh, gosh. I had something great, I forgot it now.
Well, I can tell you, I think that AnyPay 2.0 is worth talking about because that is now a thing. So you've released your biggest update so far to the AnyPay system. There were a few bumps in the road, and of course, here in Keene, we're always the first to run into those bumps.
Yes,
we're constantly out using AnyPay, and so we kind of brought a few things to your attention, and you guys are working on some cool new stuff, like turning people on to the best wallets out there, the ones that work the best with AnyPay. I know you guys are going to be focusing on that soon with this new 2.0 software that is so fast now. It used to be like you'd pay with AnyPay, and it might be like 3 seconds on the fast side, and then on the slower side, it might be a dozen or so.
It was definitely a good couple of seconds there.
It was painful. It was excruciating. But we cut out the middleman.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to speaking of cutting out the middleman, I learned something today about Venezuela.
Ooh.
Which Venezuela is a very large country in South America on the Caribbean. And at one point in the 20th century, they were the second largest economy in America. Okay, they were huge. They were prosperous. And they've been wrecked by a mafia that took over the government, a military coup. Okay, and I learned something horrible today, that if you if if you want to pay someone in Venezuela or send money into Venezuela or even from one bank account to another in Venezuela, the government or the Venezuelan mafia, they have access to your bank account and they scoop off a bunch right off the top every time you transfer.
And well, they can do that here if they want it. They don't do it here, but they could if
but
they want
it. But they do it systematically all the time in Venezuela.
Wow. So people have a real incentive to get out of the government money system there and get into alternatives. Now, you guys had a guy down in Venezuela, didn't you, who was kind of promoting AnyPay to local merchants? How's that going down there? Have you heard anything?
Oh, yeah. You know, we've been actually expanding our Venezuela support. And just this month, we had a very cool retailer or very cool service from Venezuela, which I wish we had here in New Hampshire, where basically you text them and you say, I want anything in town. You know, I want a sub sandwich. I want some diapers. I want a pizza, whatever you want. And they will go get it for you. Mm-hmm. And then they send you a link to pay with AnyPay.
Awesome. Cool.
And you can pay with Bitcoin Cash or Dash or whatever you want.
So now just to clarify, those AnyPay links.
I want to set that up here.
There was a Sorry, Stephen. There was a time at which the AnyPay links were time limited to 15 minutes. Is that no longer the case? Or is that still?
That is no longer the case. Okay. Yes. You'll see that it will say it expired, but if you refresh, it'll be back.
Okay. Good to know.
And so, yeah. People are using this all day, every day in Venezuela.
Wow.
It's pretty fun and exciting.
All right, Stephen, I'm going to hold your feet to the flames on this one. What has happened to the AnyPay map at AnyPayMap.com? The site's been down for like a day.
For what? Yes, I think it's technically 19 hours it's been down. And that's because we are in the middle of a relaunch. We're consolidating everything into the AnyPay City. And map is going to be there with a registry of users and information about discounts and.
Hold on, are you saying the best map for all of crypto acceptance is going to get even better? Is that what you're telling me?
It's going to be a whole lot better. Just wait, and
all right, I'm excited.
My bad for keeping you waiting for 19 hours.
Well, no, what it was Derek J posted. I think it was like on the AnyPay Telegram chat. He posted a small photo of a map showing way more locations, saying that you guys were blowing up and that you were taking on way more growth than you were expecting. And so when I went to the map site, I couldn't pull it up. I'm like, oh, what a tease.
Yeah, we discovered that from the new map.
All right, cool. Well, looking forward to talking about that. AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. Go learn more about what they're doing.
Yeah, download the AnyPay app.
Yeah, do that right away. It's really awesome. And thanks, Stephen, for the call tonight. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want Sunny-Bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than Sunny-Bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want right here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up, Bitcoin's stolen revolution. We're going to change gears, get away from all this mask madness, because that's just keeps getting worse, and it's certainly no fun. And Bitcoin, unfortunately, continues to get worse, but it's still fun to talk about cryptocurrencies and all of the alternatives.
Why is Bitcoin getting worse?
Because more people use it, and the fees go up. And it gets slower.
Oh, well, BTC, yeah, but yeah, I wrote that off a year ago.
Well, are you using Bitcoin as sort of like the Kleenex term of cryptocurrency?
Yeah.
Is that a good idea to do that?
I don't know, but it's kind of
Bitcoin, you know, the dumpster of cryptocurrency.
Yeah, because the thing is, if you say cryptocurrency to most people, they don't know what you're talking about. But if they say Bitcoin, they at least think they do.
Right? They still don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe it's better if they unambiguously don't know what you're talking about. Because I always end up at throwing something in like, now, halfway through a spiel. Now, of course, when I say Bitcoin, I don't mean Bitcoin. I mean any crypto but Bitcoin, yeah. Actually.
I've been surprised on a number of occasions over the years where people actually did know what Bitcoin was or crypto.
People who you didn't think were.
Yeah, people like, you know, working at like, like one time I was at a Big Deal, which is a convenience store basically, uh-huh. And I asked, and the girl who was working knew about it, and something about her brother knowing, you know, being big into it. And then,
yeah, a lot of people have like a family member who has gotten into it.
And then like the barber here was super into it,
mm-hmm.
That I found out. I mean, I know he just started taking it, right?
But he was into it before.
Right. And so I was like,
well, that's the best kind of business owner you can bring on. If you can find a business owner who is already into crypto,
right.
They haven't yet taken that step into accepting it at their business, they are the perfect prospect for it because they've already come far enough. They've got their own wallet. They've acquired some crypto. They're into it that far.
Yeah.
Now you just got to get them to install the AnyPay wallet and you're done.
And it's not, you know, it's not even the only people I've run into, like the dentist, when I helped get the dentist on board, he also had heard of it at least. Like he wasn't big into it, but he had heard of it. So it's more people have heard of it, I think, than, you know, really know anything about it. But it's certainly out there. I mean, it's been all over the news enough at this point, I think.
It has. And sadly, there's a bit of a tragic story behind what's happened to Bitcoin BTC, the original, which, you know, it's what brought all of us on board, I think, that it was Bitcoin was the real hot thing. It's still the number one cryptocurrency.
It was the only thing when I started.
By a mile. It is very, very popular. It's talked about. But it's in kind of bad shape as far as right now. I bet you're going to pay $3 at least to send a Bitcoin transaction if you want it to clear within the next half an hour.
It's hard to call it a cryptocurrency at this point.
But it's a cryptocurrency.
It is, but if you can't use it, you can't use it as a means of, you know, transacting.
You can't buy a cup of coffee with it.
It's not. It's like, okay, it's more like gold. You call gold a currency? I mean,
well, now we are. We got the gold back.
Yeah,
it's
but
actually less useful than the gold back.
Right, but when I think of gold, I think of like gold bars and things like that. And up until the gold back,
yes,
I would say no. I don't think of gold as a currency. And so I think that's kind of, you know, it's kind of where things are.
So here's a story from Coindesk.com, the opinion piece by Evan Shapiro, who is the CEO and co-founder of O1 Labs, the team behind Coda Protocol, which is a competing Bitcoin competitor. And it says that it's a lightweight chain that affords all participants fully peer-to-peer permissionless access from any device. Who controls Bitcoin? He writes. Hint, it's not you. And it's a far cry from the decentralized utopia many claim it to be. Systems of power are rapidly asserting control over Bitcoin, and their incentives are not your incentives. As an industry, we're at a critical juncture, and we have to choose. We either demand that these properties of user ownership and censorship resistance pioneered by Bitcoin persist, or we accept the facade of false decentralization that has been erected by a centralized regime. Our revolution is being stolen, but it's not too late to take it back. First, let's take a look at who controls the Bitcoin blockchain. 65% of its hash rate is in one country, China. Globally, about 10 different organizations control 90% of the hash power. These big mining pools are all linked together with dedicated networking connections. If I described you to a council of 10 companies, or if I described to you a council of 10 companies dictating the future of a product, and more than half of them are in China and beholden to a centralized government, would you call that decentralized? Well, would you?
Yes, because it's not really about who has the power. It's about, like, you can have your own decentralized network, right, where you control all the nodes. That doesn't mean it's not decentralized. Now, there's something that he might bring up a good point, but it's the decentralization is the wrong terminology.
Well, the thing is, if you have if the power is vested in the miners, and all of the miners are under control of the same group of people, Bitcoin.
Or the majority of
them. Or, I'm sorry, the same group of people, the Chinese government, then, you know, that certainly does re-centralize the power that had been decentralized in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I think the word you're looking for, Chris, is distributed and decentralized, right? So where, you know, what your point is correct. Like, if Bank of America has a dozen servers decentralized around the world, technically that's decentralized, but it's not distributed into other people's hands. So it's still controlled fully by Bank of America. And I think some people would quibble that that's not true decentralization, but I can see how it could be.
Yeah, you know, maybe he actually did word it right. All right, anyway,
But that's the concern here that he's pointing out.
Right.
The control of Bitcoin from a mining perspective is largely in the hands of Chinese miners.
I'm a little skeptical because I was under the impression that the mining had moved away from China, actually.
We did hear the news that China had made some things illegal with Bitcoin, but it doesn't appear that they've driven the miners out of the country entirely. So I don't know what the current legal status of that is in China. If you do and you want to jump into the conversation.
And then the next question is, if it's illegal mining, is it really in control of the Chinese government? Right. So is it really centralized?
I suspect that it is under the control, you know, as much as some of these Chinese corporations are controlled by the central government there, which
so,
I don't know how many of them are.
I mean, is it that the illegal or the illegal mining has left the country and the only mining that remains is in the hands of the Chinese government? Is that what's being suggested?
I don't know. That's an excellent question, though. That deserves, I would say, a little bit more research. He points out that that is the state of Bitcoin today. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you say, quote, even a 51% attack would be fine by me because they're still economically aligned in the best interest of the protocol, unquote. You'd be very wrong, but you wouldn't be the first person to assume that a centralized power could represent your interests well. There are countless examples in history of misplaced trust in a centralized authority. Some of those authorities were beloved revolutionaries, leaders, countrymen, and members of their community. Everyone thought they loved their country. They won't do anything to cause it harm. Well, Robert Mugabe, the former dictator of Zimbabwe for 30 years, started his career as a beloved political revolutionary. He was instrumental in gaining independence from colonial rule. At the time, it would have been hard to think of someone who loved his country more. But that was at the beginning, before he amassed centralized authority. He ended his career causing mass starvation and social upheaval because of brutal, misinformed, and ultimately failed social and monetary policies. So pointing out that power corrupts, and that giving people power is generally a bad plan. He says the problem is never just a single leader. It's the system in which they're operating. Without checks against centralized power, what remains is to trust that it will all be okay. And it never is. So why would this time be any different, meaning Bitcoin? Why would Bitcoin be any different? Because Bitcoin is somehow inherently different? Because the person or people who created it had revolutionary ideas? Come on, he says. He goes on, the analog of social and monetary policies for cryptocurrency is the rules of the protocol. When discussion turns to updating or not updating these rules, control suddenly becomes very important. Important decisions, such as whether to scale the network as congestion gets increasingly worse, or to update the inflation schedule when block rewards will significantly diminish in 2024, will be left to a small council of miners. And we saw what happened the last time there was a major upheaval in the world of Bitcoin. There was a schism. And this is one of the sort of controls that's baked into the system, meaning that if you don't agree with what the programmers and the miners are doing on Bitcoin BTC, you can take your mining rig and you can go mine something else.
You know, and the thing is, to me, I mean, this... what this guy fears has already come to pass at least once. I think when Blockstream moved in to the Bitcoin development pool and got a lot of power in it, I think it acted not in the best interests of Bitcoin. And people like Roger Ver said, this isn't cool, we need to fix this.
You want to talk about that more? Hang on, nobody. We'll continue here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You're talking about 3 years ago, 2017. We can recap. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at gcnlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.